On today's Tech Help for Churches, building followers for Twitter. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we talk about using the web, the internet, social media, new media, etc. to help you in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So either leave a comment below the video, if that's what you're watching, or you can drop me a line on email, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanClif. Any of those should work fine. So let me tell you a quick story. April 16th, 2001, I was at my church's annual conference that we hold called The Uprising. And during that conference, I decided that I would check Twitter and follow the hashtag that we were using. Every time I saw someone new on that hashtag, I followed them. I also welcomed them, thanked them for coming to my church, etc. So I did that. At the end of the day, I noticed that I had 8 new followers. Now, 8 does not sound like a lot. In fact, today, by doing absolutely nothing, I usually get 10 or 20 followers. Just by doing nothing. But back then, I had 353 followers, and I would go weeks without getting a new follower. And this is even with the fact that I had been on Twitter since 2006. Like, quite literally, I announced the birth of my now 8-year-old daughter on Twitter. So, since 2006. So I'd been on for several years at that time, and still I was still in the low hundreds, 353. But after this experience, I started to think, if I can add 8 followers, maybe just following people that are kind of like me, their followers, maybe, just maybe, I could get to 500. Wouldn't that be cool? So I set out on an adventure to find someone that I wanted to have a Twitter account like. I bumped into Brad Zimmerman of Church Media Design TV and thought, this is the guy. So I started following his followers. Once I did that, I found that, in fact, I had more followers every day. Now, you might be thinking, great, I'll just follow 10,000 people, and in no time at all, I'll be several thousand in. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Here's why. You have a hard and fast 2,000 follower limit. But we'll get to that in a second. The 2,000 follower limit is meant to discourage spammers from just following 10,000 people and getting 2,000 followers really quickly and then selling the account. That's what they were doing in the beginning. So according to Twitter, no one at Twitter, except for, you know, maybe someone who makes a decision, can change this. So you can't really like call up Twitter and beg them and have them say, no, we'll let you get past 2,000. You just can't. But as you're slowly building your followers, if you keep your ratio at about 1-to-1 or 1.25-to-1, so for every follower you have, you only follow one other person or 1.25 people. So just for number's sake, let's say you have 1,000 followers, you can get away with following 1,250 people and unfollowing the ones that don't follow you back after a day or two. If you do that, eventually you will get to the point where you have over 2,000 followers. And if you have over 2,000 followers, then the 2,000 follower barrier slowly starts to fade away. So it's still the case that you can't follow 10,000 people a day, but right now I have 26,000 people that I'm following, and I have 42,000 followers. So you can see how with that kind of ratio and those kind of numbers, they figure you're more legit. Now, keep in mind that followers is kind of a vanity metric. It really doesn't help you at all unless you do something with those followers. So I encourage you to try and get people to sign up to an email newsletter, visit your website, etc., so that you can have control over talking with them regularly should something happen to Twitter, should they go the way of Facebook where most of them can't see your stuff anymore, etc. So keep that in mind and use that as a tool in your toolbox to go out and change eternity. Speaking of email newsletters, I have a gift for you. If you head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, you can pick a gift of your choice, and you'll also get a free subscription to my newsletter. And then we can interact all the time. So not just if you're on Facebook, not just if you're on Twitter, not just if you're on YouTube or my website, I'll be able to interact with you and share you some of the exciting things that I've got coming, including something that I just thought of today. And if it works out, I think it'll be phenomenal for everyone involved that follows me and is keeping track of what I'm doing. Some stuff to really help more churches in more areas of expertise than I have. So you could learn even more about some of the different technical aspects of using the church web technologies and maybe some other video technologies to go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.